Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Hey. This is Shir number 8. Ben Yoina continues to discuss the Ra, the evil. If a person doesn't do Tshuva right away, after he has violated the Ratzon Hashem, after he has done Averus, the damage is that now the Aver becomes part of the person. And it's viewed like it's mutter, like it's permissible. Vahashenis, the second damage that a person suffers by doing averus, not doing tshuva. Ki hashoyne bechetoi tshuvosoi koshe. Person who repeats and does the same aver again, it's very difficult. Ki nasi lo hachet beheter. Because now this chet is like it's heter. It's like it's permissible. And it's very difficult for this person to change his attitude. It has now become part of his nature. And he has to go against the grain even harder. Vamru Chazal, the Gemara Yuma, tells us, Kevin she'avar adam avera v'shanaba, Nasis like a heter. After a person does an avera again, and then a second time, the same avera, it's nasis like a heter. It's viewed in this person's eyes that it's permissible. It's so easy to do this avera. So what's the problem? Bamru Chazal, Gemara Kedushin, tells us, on Daf Memur Aleph, Kimikan ve'eloch, from this point and going forward, that this person is accustomed to do the Aveira, in Yachshuv Lasos Aveira V'nenos, V'lo Yaso Machshavtoi Horo Mitztarefes L'maisa, that if a person intends to do something which is also intends to do an Aveira, but he's Nenos, and he's not able to do an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case is Mitztaref, he combines the machshava ra, the evil intention, with the maisa, with the action. Let's explain why that is. Normally speaking, the Gemara Brachos Daf Vav Amud Aleph tells us that a person who wants to do a mitzvah, but something happened, he was nenas, his friend calls him up, can you help me change a flat tire? He says, no problem. As he goes out, he sees his own car doesn't start. He can't get to his friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm giving you schar, I'm going to give you reward, as if you did that ma'aseh chesed, as if you helped your friend change his flat tire. You want to do a mitzvah? That's the main ratzon of a person. You want to do good? I'm going to give you the reward, as if you did the mitzvah. Even if you didn't do anything, but you wanted to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitztaref ma'achshav al ma'aseh, and it's viewed as if you did the mitzvah. However, generally speaking, if a person wants to do an Aveira, in the case where he didn't do the Aveira yet, and he tries to do the Aveira, but he's not able to do the Aveira, Hashem does not combine the Ratzon, the desire to do the Aveira, with the Aveira, and the person is not punished. But in the case where a person already did this Aveira and he repeated the Aveira and then he wants to do it again and he's Nenas, he's not able to do the Aveira, at this point in time Hashem says, now I'm going to mitztaref the machshava ra to a Maisa. I'm going to view it as if you actually did this Aveira. And the reason for that, Rav Dessler and others explain, is because this person now made this aver part of his nature. So that's what his ratzon is. That's what he wants to do. This is what Ben Yoin is explaining. When a person does an aveira, he has to make sure he does tshuva right away. Because if he doesn't do tshuva right away, and he repeats that aveira, and he repeats it, becomes part of his nature. And even if he doesn't have a chance to do that aveira, and he wants to do that aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mistaref, ma'achshava la ma'isa, Hashem connects and combines the machshava ra, and it's viewed like this person did the avera. That's why we are encouraged to do tshuva right away, a real tshuva, to avoid all of these problems.